Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Stay sensitive. Now I'm going to read from the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. The scripture says, now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by faith, the elders obtained a good report before God. For through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Now, please consider that. The worlds were framed by the word of God. Every time God wants to do something new, He releases a word. That word creates what God wants. It is the same process even today. He said the words were framed by the word of God, so that the things which we can see were not made from the things that do appear. Look at the first person God made reference to in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. He said, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous. What that means is that when he offered that sacrifice, God gave him a witness in his spirit that he was a righteous man, or he had become a righteous man. God testifying of his gifts, and by it being dead, yet speaketh. Listen to me, the first man that God made reference to in this scripture was a man that gave a sacrifice. He was a man that offered something unto the Lord. And please permit me to ask you, what are you offering unto the Lord? The difference between a Cain and an Abel: Cain gave in faith to God. Cain responded in worship to God. Abel responded in faith to God. And he gave in faith to God. Cain didn't understand faith. Cain is one of those people that wants to come close to God. He wants to use God and check out. Cain is that kind of person that comes to church when he needs a miracle, and when he gets the miracle, he leaves. Cain is that kind of person that only remembers God when he's in problem. Cain was not a worshiper. The Bible said his sacrifice was more excellent. It was more excellent because he gave by faith. Giving is one of the manifestations of worship. Giving is one of the ways we worship God. We don't give just because we want to be blessed. We give because we are worshipers. Verse 5. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and he was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. The second function of faith as presented to us here is that we are able to walk with God by faith. Enoch was a man that lived before his time. Enoch did not need to do so many things that the Israelites did. The Bible said he walked with God, and God said, this one will not die. Is it possible that God can find something in our walk with him that makes him preserve us? He said, Enoch walked with God, and it was translated. Look at what that scripture said. He said, God did not permit him to see death. Because why? Everything that Enoch did, God was pleased with it. Enoch chose to stay with God when it did not trend. Enoch did not allow current trends, popular opinion, to shape the way he followed God. Whether it was in his personal worship to God, whether it was in his public worship to God, whether it was in the way he dressed, whether it was in his commitment, Enoch did not allow public opinion to shape his worship. He was a worshiper. He was a man who walked with God. So you see the first man, Abel, he gave a more excellent sacrifice because he had a revelation of who God is. If I'm going to give God something, I'm going to give him the best. If I'm going to do anything for God, I'm going to go all out. He didn't have to check his pocket to see how much he had in his purse to give God an offering. He didn't give God the lowest currency in his purse. He gave God a more excellent sacrifice. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are looking at Abel, and we are looking at Enoch. Look at verse 6. Now, after God has spoken about Abel, has spoken about Enoch, look at verse 6. But without faith, he didn't say without crying, he didn't say without jumping up and down, he said without faith, no man can please God. It doesn't matter your title. It doesn't matter if you are born on the pulpit, on the altar. It doesn't matter if you fall under the anointing. Without faith, it is impossible. The word impossible is significant. That for anything I do, for any form of spiritual engagement, when I wake up to pray at night, when you want to fast, if it is not powered and triggered by faith, God is not impressed. Even when you deal with people that are difficult to love, we can love them by faith. The scripture says, no flesh will glory in his presence. Hallelujah. No flesh. Try loving the unlovable. Then you will know you need faith to love. Say, without faith, it is impossible to satisfy God. It is impossible to please him. It is impossible to make him happy. It is impossible to make him impressed. Everything we do must be a response of faith. When we give in faith. When we kneel down before him, we do it in faith. When we roll on the floor, we do it in faith. When we dance, we do it with faith. When we shout, we do it in faith. That is how God is impressed. When God says, I'm going to sort you out, I'm going to bless you, you are going to be married very soon, our response should be, amen. God says it, that settles it, and I believe it. So you need to look at the subject of faith. Are you working with God out of emotions? Emotions are good, and we need it. But first, faith. Faith first. And he said, for he that cometh to God must believe that God is. That means he's a self-existent God. Before anything existed, he existed. He's self-existing. He's never bored. He's never down. He's never sick. He's never tired. Is this ever-loving God whose killed his son before the foundations of the world, that we may be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. If anybody must come to him, you see, the thing about the word of God is that God makes it so clear what he wants. The problem is that we want to relate with God the way we want. And God says, no, you have to relate with me the way I want. I want you to relate with me by faith. Hallelujah. You have to relate with me by faith. He said, he that must come to God must believe that he is self-existing and that he is a rewarder. You see, the word rewarder is very significant. That means that God looks at our labor. God looks at how we worship him. God looks at how we seek for him. God looks at how we pant after. He said, as the deer panted for the water, so does my soul long after you. When shall I see your glory? Like I have seen it in the temple. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Sometimes you wake up, you want to pray, and you notice some resistance. Maybe you are not fully awake. Sometimes you want to seek him, and you stay there for 20 minutes. You are not seeing what you want yet. God says, if you stay there, I will reward your diligence. Glory to God. If you fast for one day, and you are not satisfied, go the second day. Go the third day. If you want to worship him, worship for the first day. Don't just do it once. Do it the second day. God rewards those who diligently seek him. Don't assume that you are going to just... It's not every time you are going to pray and you are going to get your answer in 5 minutes. Sometimes you are going to seek him and you are going to pray, but God will test your diligence. How long can this lady wait? And this is a serious matter. Because when God is testing your patience, you will not know. There was a time that Daniel was praying. And he prayed first day, second day, third day, 10th day, 19th day, 20th day, 21st day. And the angel said, from the first day that you began to pray, I have been dispatched. From the first day that God heard your voice, he had sent me to deliver a message. He said, but I was resisted by the prince of Persia. So imagine that Daniel stopped praying and fasting on the 10th day. There is power in diligence. There is power in discipline. God always rewards those who wait for him. He said, it is those that wait upon the Lord that shall what? Renew their strength. Not those who come in and check out. These are clearly proven strategies. There are people, they are dealing with serious issues, and they just want to come in. Somebody came like a few years ago, and we are going to pray. It was on a Saturday. And the person came and said, oh, so-so person asked me to come. And I said to the person, you are late. The service has started. I cannot leave the service and be attending to you. So next time, maybe you go and come back. You know, I cannot, because the person wanted me to, you know, pray for her so that she can rush back to where she was coming from. And I said, I will not do it. The God you came to meet is the God that sent me. I cannot leave what I'm doing and then come and pray for you because you are who? You are just a human being. I don't care about that. I mean, it's your problem. You want to go, you can go. But if you want to come, you have to come early. The scripture says, early will I seek you. That's what David said. You can't come late and then be asking me to pray for you simply because you have, go to that place. When you are ready, you come. The person had decided to wait for the prayer meeting. And the person got a miracle. It is those that wait for him that get the biggest blessings. It is those that wait for the Lord. Those who are not telling God, you need to do it now, now, now. Are you telling me God doesn't know? He said that he is a rewarder. That rewarder is not just solving your problem. He gives you a blessing for waiting. He gives you something extra. He gives you something extra. Praise God. He gives you something extra. God knows that, you know, Jesus said, your father knows that you need all these things. Whether it's your job, whether it's your business, whether you want to go and visit your wife, or you want to travel, your father knows you need all these things. Whether it's a car, whether it's a house, all those things that are of concern to you. Jesus said, my father knows that you need these things. He said, but seek ye first. If you want divine intervention, do it right. If you want divine intervention, get it right. Don't expect God to understand your disobedience. There are people who do things and they say, ah, God, just, I know you understand, I know you love me. God's love is not in doubt, but God's reward can be in doubt. Oh my God. I thought somebody heard that one. God's love for you will never be in doubt. But you see his reward, that one can be in doubt, because it is for those who wait diligently for him. I think it was David that said, I waited patiently on the Lord and he heard me. So this is a scripture that is going to release many of you into your destinies. So you don't have to look at your friend and say, oh, my friend, she doesn't even go to church. She has had 2 children. You are not your friend. And you don't know what your friend did. If they tell you what your friend did, you can't even do it. Oh, my friend, oh, she used to be a prostitute. Now she's married. Do you want to be your friend? If you want to be your friend, we swap the destiny. Your friend is wishing to be you. Many of us are wishing to be. David said, I was envious of the sinner. I was envious of men who did evil and they prospered. He said, until I went into the temple and I saw their end. Glory to God. The life of an unbeliever is not one to be envied. Stop using Bill Gates to pray. Bill Gates needs Jesus. Stop using some of these popular folks you know around. Somebody goes for, what's that thing they do in Nigeria? Is it Nigeria Idol or something? And then you start saying, ah, God bless me the way the God of this person bless me. You are an idol worshiper. There are some things we do that makes God angry and withdraws for us. Some people even, I saw a video, and I could care less. I don't know, Chelsea won the, was it Champions League? And they came to do Thanksgiving in church. How is God glorified? Doesn't make, there are some strange fires we bring to the altar. And then we ask, you didn't, football is one of the idols in the UK. Football is one of the idols in Europe. People worship ball. People don't go to church on Sunday. They go to watch ball. And then somebody won and you came to do Thanksgiving. Because of what? In Nigeria, they don't even know you. Strange fires. Strange altars. That's why, and I tell you why many people cannot wait diligently for the Lord. It's because when you spend time with him, he's going to prune so many things in your life. He's going to take away so many things in your life. He's going to go to areas that you don't want him to go to. People run away from God's presence because they don't want him to say what he wants to say. And it's not really about, I am tired. Because you are still on your bed and you are watching a film. So it's not really about being tired. It's about priority. What I'm telling you now is, if you can take these 6 verses and sit with it. Abel, the first man referred to in Hebrews chapter 11, exhibited, manifested his faith by an excellent sacrifice. So don't let anybody deceive you that God does not honor sacrifice. He does. God honors sacrifice. God knows when you are giving it out of your convenience, and He knows when you are making a sacrifice. The other man was Enoch, who walked with God to the point that he was not worthy of death. Hallelujah. The scripture says in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed and he went out, not knowing where he went. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. There are people who miss out on their destinies because they always want to understand everything about what God is saying. Look at verse 8. God told Abraham, leave your father's house. Abraham didn't have a map. Abraham didn't have Google map. I was driving somewhere today and there was a lot of traffic and I needed to use my Google map. And my Google map led me into one way. So if Abraham was using Google map this morning, he would have been in serious trouble. So Google map is good, but not with God. And reconfirm the information and don't just say Google Maps said. God told this man to go to a particular location and the Bible said that he obeyed. That's the key word. He obeyed and he went out, not knowing where he went. Abraham didn't know where Canaan was. It's not like, I've traveled to the US before. We just feel led in our spirit to relocate. We're going to be in Florida. Praise God. We're going to be in Florida. We're going to take Florida for Christ. Praise God. This is not Florida. This one is not Florida. God is asking you to do something that you have never done before. God is asking you to take a position that people will not take. God is asking you to do certain things. He's asking you to cut off some relationships. It's good. He's asking you to take some steps that when you discuss with other people, they tell you you are mad. God doesn't speak in your senses. God speaks God. He speaks out of his own realm. If God ever said anything to you, and that thing didn't shake you, you didn't hear God. And there are people who go about dreaming and trying to tell people, just because you dream doesn't mean it's from God now. You have to subject everything to test. Test it. To be sure that you are hearing from God. Test it. People have followed dreams and gone into serious error. Just because you had a dream doesn't mean it's from God. Test it. People are afraid of finding out that the dream was just in their mind. So, they just say it's God. Dreams can come from at least three places. It can come from God, can come from Satan, it can come from you. It can even come from the amala you ate last night. Especially if you didn't have enough. So you eat the remaining one in your dream. Abraham was sent to a place that he didn't know. Is it possible for God, as you are listening to me, dear saint, is it possible for God to ask you to do something you have never done before? Yes, sir. Look at verse 10. This is the man that didn't know where he was going. The Bible says he began to look, he looked for a city whose foundation and whose builder and whose maker is God. That means what Abraham was looking for was not even on earth. Glory to God. That city that God revealed to him to go to, the reason why there was no physical map for it is because it was not even on earth. Go and read the scriptures. The only thing that Abraham got in that place was a burial ground. It was his children that inherited that word. So every time God speaks to you, you must first understand the spiritual implication of what is being said before the physical application. Every time God speaks to you, you must first understand the spiritual implication of what God is saying. If God says to me, move to a place where I will show you, then what is the implication of that? I need to wait upon the Lord and get clearer instructions. If Abraham had waited more on the Lord, he would have heard God tell him, don't go with Lot. He would have heard Abraham would have heard God say, don't allow your father come with you. Because when David will face Goliath, he will do it alone. The matter of your destiny, the question of your fulfilling destiny, it is family members that will push you away from it. Because most of them are just trying to help you. They are trying to cover for you. But if David did not kill Goliath, he would never have been king. Meanwhile, when Samuel laid hands on him and anointed him with oil, Samuel never told him we have to fight giants. Samuel never told him that he would have to live in the forest and in the wilderness for years. These are the things going to happening to many of you now, and you think God has abandoned you. And God is saying, what I want you to do is to walk with me by faith. You may not experience the presence of God in this period. You may not have goose pimples. You may not roll on the floor. You may not even prophesy. You may not hear anything. Walk with me by faith. Yet through faith, the just shall be delivered. Hallelujah. So this is what we are saying here. Do not think God has abandoned you because you are not feeling anything, you are not seeing any vision. No. God is with you, but he wants you to learn the pathway of faith. If you learn the pathway of faith, then you become a fellow companion with Abraham. The Bible said he searched for a city whose foundation, whose maker, and whose builder is God. Look at verse 11. Through faith also, Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed. Likapotoria kasai. I sense in my spirit there's someone here in your family. There is a major financial need at the moment. Now hear me clearly in your spirit. There is someone listening to me now. There's a major financial need that needs to be addressed. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. And I see the Lord moving in your direction, because I see the angel of the Lord and he's bearing this money. But the money is not in naira, it's in dollars. And I see two stacks of money, like two 10 packets of 20 packets. 20 packets of dollars. And the Lord says, I'm going to bring that money into your family, and it's going to be in three tranches. Amen. And the Lord says, I'm going to silence the mouth of oppression and the mouth of opposition, that attempt by the enemy to disgrace you, to bring your family into disgrace. The Lord said, I will supernaturally provide the money. I'm going to raise people, they are going to bless you, and the money will come, and the name of the Lord will be glorified. Now say amen in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The money will come. Amen. The money will come. There's someone out there and you're watching or you're listening to me, and there's something being discussed in your family about someone going for a surgery. The Lord said tonight he's going to breathe upon that person. The person will wake up and the person will feel perfectly fine. Amen. And there will be no trace of that ailment in that body. And there will be no surgery.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I declare it, and it is so.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I see a particular family. I see a particular woman, and she's married. And I see some kind of crisis in your family. And I see the Lord saying, look, I see him going to your husband, and he's pulling something out of his ear. And the Lord said, you are having this crisis because your husband is listening to the wrong set of people. And the Lord said, now I'm pulling that attraction. There's something in his ear, and he's pulling it out. And he said, from today, your husband will listen to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says, through faith, verse 11, and I round up here. Sarah received strength to conceive. I prophesy. Kalibra Katodia. Hey, some of you have received prophetic words. You have received words from the Lord. There are so many things God has said, but you've not received strength to conceive. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, receive strength to conceive. Receive strength to bring forth. Receive strength to bring forth. Every idea God has put in your mind, every idea God has put in your spirit, every idea, every vision that the Lord has breathed upon you, and you have not been able to manifest these things, now in the name of Jesus, just like Sarah, receive strength to conceive. Receive strength to conceive. He receives strength to conceive. No more stillbirth. No more stillbirth. No more stillbirth. You are going to conceive. You are going to bring forth. The Bible says she conceived and was delivered of a child when she was past 8. Oh, because she judged him faithful who has promised her. I declare the promise of the Lord will begin to manifest in your life. I declare the promise of the Lord will begin to find expression in your life. There is no distance in the spirit. If you believe and you say amen, now you receive strength to conceive. You receive strength because the Bible says she was able to conceive when she was past age. She was past the age of childbearing. Now in the name of Jesus, that vision in your spirit, you are receiving strength for it. It will manifest. It will glorify God. You will receive help on every side. In the name of Jesus. Now I declare that in the name of Jesus, everyone that is supposed to be part of this vision, everyone that is supposed to make it happen, the Lord is giving his word. The Bible said the Lord spoke and great was the company of them that heard it. Now in the name of Jesus, now in the name of Jesus Christ, help is coming from every side. There's somebody, you have this, something going on in your right ear, but as I speak now, that ear is being touched by the Lord. Amen. There's something wrong with, there's somebody there. If you are that person, I want you to indicate there's something wrong with that right ear, but the Lord is touching it now. Amen. The Lord is touching your ears now. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Amen. In the name of Jesus, you are free. Amen. You are free from every affliction. You are free from every pain. Amen. Your faith will begin to produce result. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you because this is the confidence that we have in you. That whenever we call upon you, you hear us always. Amen. And we thank you, Father. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord forevermore. Now, I want to thank you for joining us. I believe you've been blessed. Please do send in your testimonies. Let's know where you are connected with us, you know, right now. If you are on Zoom, please let's know where you are connecting with us. If you're on Mixer, please go ahead and post. Let's know where you are connecting with us from or on Facebook. Please go back to my Facebook page and please share this video so that others can be blessed and they receive their healing. The power of the spoken word is such that even after the meeting is done, oh, God bless you. I see some of my family members from Adamawa State. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So people are getting blessed from everywhere. Hallelujah. So if you are there, please let us know how many people are connecting with us from where you are. And I want to say that tomorrow we are going to be praying 6:30 a.m. on Mixella, just for 30 minutes to start the day. So please, if you have not been joining us, please do endeavor to join us in the morning, 6:30, and be part of what we do. It's just 6:30, 30 to 30 minutes, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Now, on Friday evening, same time, 6 to 7, we are going to be online here. Please, someone help me post on Zoom the Mixeller link so that those who are there can get it. So on Friday, we're going to be praying 6 to 7 p.m. on Zoom and on Mixeller. Please do endeavor to join us. We thank God last Sunday, Bagala Church opened finally, and we bless God for his mercies. Please continue to support that church as we go out and we begin to speak to people on the street, asking them to give their life to Christ and discipling the nations. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So again on Sunday, we're going to be having 4 services. Praise God. We're going to be having an 8 a.m. service and a 9:45 a.m. service at our Maryland headquarters. And we're going to be having a 10 a.m. service at Lekki and at Bagada. The Lord bless you as you join us for any of these services in Jesus' name. Now, as you go into the rest of the evening, you will have testimonies. As you go into the rest of the evening, the Egyptians you saw today, you will not see them again.
Amen.
Everything that is known as oppression, everything that is known as limitation, shall be taken away from you.
Amen.
You will not see them again.
Amen.
Your Mary will find her Elizabeth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your Mary will find her Elizabeth.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will not be put to shame.
Amen.
You will not be stranded.
Amen.
To the glory of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow by 6:30 a.m. And shalom.